Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Police officers, law enforcement officers. The other day we did a podcast in which we looked at the risk level of law enforcement officers. And we found out that the suicide rate is extremely high and the extremely likely behavior that law enforcement officers engage in as a result of their experiences in their line of duty. It's a tough profession. And I made a comment that don't become a police officer if you can't handle stress. If you don't have a good and excellent and well-honed stress management strategy, and if you have difficulty handling trauma, don't become a police officer, because more trauma is experienced by police officers every day than anyone else can experience in a major event in their life. So police officers are at risk. It was James Madison, who made a very interesting comment in the Federalist Papers, by the way. He states this: if men were pure, no government would be necessary. Well, let's take a look at that idea and say the same thing. If men were pure, no law enforcement officer or law enforcement system would be needed. But you know, men are not pure. Men are not in a situation where they can live their lives freely and openly and in a calm and peaceful and gentle way with their neighbors and those across the street and those across the country and those across the world. You know, we are not a people of purity, unfortunately. So in 1704, we have the formation of one of the first systems of law enforcement. England was the site. So we've had police officers in various forms doing various types of duties since 1704. And now, most recently, we've now experienced some real pressure on our law enforcement officers as we want them to have a softened image. We somehow don't like law enforcement officers being tough and aggressive and firm. Somehow or other, we got the idea that law enforcement officers should be gentle and soft, understanding and kind. Well, are these two ideas opposite of each other, and can they not, or can they, coexist? Here's the two ways of looking at it. Officers, law enforcement officers, are often seen as warriors. Now, a warrior is the idea that cops are viewed as soldiers at war with the citizenry. They're sworn to protect. The evening news confounds this perceived opposition by frequently leading with images that display officers as occupying force in the community of color, officers presented in their riot gear, riding on top of armored vehicles, and so on. You see, somehow or other, we have created this idea that the officer is a warrior. He's at war. He thinks war. He thinks conflict. He thinks challenge. He thinks that he must confront and must contain and must be aggressive towards anyone that is perceived as violating the greater good of mankind, the greater good of a community, the greater good of a neighborhood, the greater good of a family. You see, we have put these officers in this idea of being a warrior. They are to arrest. They are to contain. They are to remove the undesirable from the community. And that's the image that law enforcement officers have had. Perhaps for many, many, many years, they've had that particular image. But you know, it's paradoxical. When an officer uses force, he is considered a failure today. But failure to use force is called cowardice. So what does an officer do? You see? Police are no longer allowed to fight a war on crime, but they are held accountable for every uptick in criminal activity in their community. They're not doing their job, in other words. Where were they? Why weren't they effective? And therefore, we have this rising criminality within their community. How does an officer win? How does an officer serve the community and be accepted if he plays the role of the warrior? Now, there's a second face, or there's a second role, or there's a second image, there's a second identification that we have of police officers. Not that of a warrior, but that of a guardian of the community. In other words, being a guardian sounds safe and reassuring, doesn't it? Law enforcers must be careful not to solely embrace this identity, however, because a guardian philosophy is simply maintaining the status quo. It is defensive and it's reactionary. To guard means to protect what is already safe. So this singular viewpoint would be fine if we lived in a walled-in town or walled-in community or walled-in country, impenetrable to those who would do us harm. You see? That would be the only way we can enjoy a non-existent crime rate. Well, what does a police officer actually do? What kind of a role should he assume? What kind of a position should he take? That of the warrior? He's at war with his citizenship? Or that of a guardian is to maintain the peace, to maintain the equilibrium, to maintain the calm, you see? To maintain, he should be colorblind. He should be relentless. He should be precise. He should be proactive. He should have an attitude that is peaceful, soft, kindly, gentle, and just to contain and just to reinforce the peace, but not do anything to disturb it or to stop the uprising and overcoming of peace within a community. It's kind of like we versus them or us versus them. See, that's really sometimes what the police mentality really represents. And we don't like that. We don't like it to be versus. Because that means there's a war, there's a battle, there's a conflict, there's a competition. What shall they be, a warrior or a guardian? Well, actually, it would be best if police officers were thought in the context of being both a warrior and a guardian. There are times when it's necessary, times when it's important to take on the role of the warrior, to take on the behavior patterns of the warrior, to actually stand up for what is right, stand up for what is going wrong in a community, and stop a crime. Stop the upheaval. Stop the denigration of a community. Stop it. Be the warrior. Step in. But then there are times when a police officer must sit back and be the guardian of the community. That is, to be able to just be kind and to be soft and to be there in the presence of authority, but not to act out. It's not to root out the criminals, you see, necessarily, but to maintain the integrity and the calmness of a community itself. To remind us that behavior needs to be under control. Actions need to be under control. We need to act in the best interest of the community. We need to act in the best interest of our government, our country, the values that we hold. You see, there's this concept in the American Constitution that we are to act and we are to live under the guise of the best interest for all. The best interest for all. And that's what the police officers can help us do, to help us live within the context of what is the best interest for all. Not let us go beyond the bounds of that, but stay within the bounds of that concept of the best interest for all. So if you're a police officer, If you're thinking of becoming a police officer, if you know a police officer, have somebody in your family, discuss this with them. Get their view of this idea of being a warrior or being a guardian. But actually, a police officer must know how to be both. Know how to, and how and when to be the guardian of the community, and how and when to be the warrior for a community. That's the key issue in police work. So if you're thinking of a career in police work or in law enforcement in any form, you have to have a well-understood concept of the guardian versus the warrior image and roles and faces that are put on by our police officers today and our expectations, you know, of them. So let's work together. Let's think together. Let's enjoy a safe community and allow our police officers to make the judgment as to when they need to be a guardian and when they need to be a warrior. You see, we've had this thing recently where we've had police officers ordered to what is called stand down. They were ready to be a warrior, but they were told to be a guardian. They were told to stand down and back off and to just observe and stand nearby and just be present in the midst of upheaval. Maybe that's not even being a guardian. Maybe that's being a passive observer of criminal activity. That's maybe a third role that has come upon our police officers these days. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. It shouldn't be. Police officers are not there to observe criminal activity. Police officers are there to guard us from it, and if it's there, to be a warrior and stop it and bring it under control so that we as a community live safely and comfortably together. Anyway, nice to have you with me, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you regularly through this podcast, The Psychology Report. Let me just have you go to Lehman's Lock and Safe. If you have a lock problem or a key problem of any kind in Fresno, Lehman's Lock and Safe, located on Shaw Avenue near Fresno Street. So he's been around for a long time. No lock problem, no key problem that he can't solve. So he's been my lock man all my life. Well, I've lived here in Fresno, so I recommend him. So Lehman's Lock and Safe, Lehmans. Here's his phone number if you'd like to call him. 228-1805. And bye for now.